at Westport Point, right mm-hmm. behind the Methodist Church, all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to public schools in Westport until partway through high school, and then I went away to school for 3 years.
Where'd you go?
To Tabor Academy down mm-hmm. in Marion.
Yes.
And there I learned naval science and things like that, seamanship, and a regular college course.
How did you like it?
Well, I didn't. I really wasn't that crazy about it at the time. You know, school was school. I kind of liked to be outdoors.
Yes.
I must say I did get a lot out of it, though.
Yes. And you said once, a little bit ago, that you had been away from Westport and teaching for...
Yes. I left Westport for approximately 5 years to go and work for Piper Aircraft in Pennsylvania, which is in the mountains.
Oh.
And I learned to fly a little bit there. They had a flying program. And then I went from there to North Haven, Connecticut, and was a skilled trades instructor for United Aircraft for about 4 years.
Oh, yes.
And
what made you decide to come back to Westport and fish?
I guess it was my stomach. I almost had an ulcer.
Oh, it was nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it just wasn't my environment. Growing up near the water and everything... I guess I belong near the water, so I decided to come back and go fishing.
And come back and be happy.
Right.
Yes.
And I must say my stomach's a lot better for it.
Yes, I'm sure you are. And probably Westport's a lot better for it. So everybody's happy. Have you, what kinds of fish do you go for, largely?
Today, we go primarily, the fishing operation that I have, we're primarily after... offshore lobsters, crabs, what they call Jonah crabs, and swordfish.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the
How far out do you go? You go you wait for good weather, if you can, but how far out do you go? And how many days? Or
Well, our season basically starts around the 1st of May, and that's when we fish the farthest out, which is can vary anywhere from 90 to 120 miles.
Mm-hmm.
As the season goes along, starting in May, along about July or August, we start moving back in closer towards shore. And
why is that?
Well, there's a general migration. The lobsters generally migrate into shoaler waters so that they'll... it's due to the water temperature. The lobsters, for some reason or other, move back into shoaler water to mate and molt, which happens at near the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on in the year, our season, along about September or October, we're fishing somewhere between 50 and 60 miles out.
Mm-hmm.
And our season ends around Christmas.
And then what do you do all winter long?
Well, it depends how ambitious the person is. Most of the time you have to spend a couple of months getting ready for the next season, working on the boat, getting the boat ready to go for the next year. And we try to get a couple of months off and collect our thoughts and
have some fun.
Well, yeah, have some fun. Figure out what we'd do different next year.
Yes, yes.
But basically, offshore lobstering is about a 7 or 8 month operation.
And your major fishing is lobstering.
Yes, it is.
It is. Mm-hmm. Now, do you have friends whose major fishing is something else?
Yes. Today, there's a lot of commercial sword fishing, which I did some of when I was younger. There's two types of sword fishing, basically. What they call long line sword fishing, where they set out miles and miles of line with hooks hanging from these lines, and the line drifts all night, and they catch swordfish that way. That's called long lining swordfish, and that is usually done on the edge of the continental shelf, which I guess you would define as anywhere from 100 fathoms out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 6 feet to the to a fathom.
Mm-hmm.
And the other type of sword fishing that is done is called harpooning. Mm-hmm. And today it's done with a boat and also an airplane is a spotter plane, mm-hmm. and with communications, the airplanes spot the fish and direct the boats onto the fish, and they harpoon the fish much as they do or did whales years ago.
Yes.
And those are the primary, or the two types of sword fishing. Sword fishing season runs from here, out of this port. The harpooning season starts around the middle of June and goes until about the middle of September. Mm-hmm. The long lining of swordfish can be done year-round depending upon how far the individual wants to travel. Mm-hmm. Swordfish are found all the way into the Gulf of Mexico and up off the coast of Nova Scotia. So
it depends on how long you want to be away from home.
Right. Right, and the capabilities of the boat.
How big is your boat?
The boat that I run is 64 feet long. It's called a Sideshow. It originally was a shrimp boat. We bought the boat in Key West, Florida, and brought it up here. And it was designed basically to catch shrimp. However, it was easily changed into a lobster boat, and it can be used for three or four different types of fishing, as well as lobster, and such mm-hmm. as shrimp, or sword fishing, or dragging.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever see dolphins?
Yes, we do. In the summertime, anywhere from 50 to 100 miles out, it's very common to see dolphins. I'm speaking of the mammal now.
Yes.
Dolphin,
it's yes.
something like a porpoise.
I know.
There's also a dolphin fish that comes up with the Gulf Stream
uh-huh.
that we see quite a bit of in the
Does anyone ever try to fish for them, for dolphin fish? I don't know about
the
that.
The dolphin fish or the dolphin mammal?
No, the dolphin fish. I just didn't know too
yes,
much.
It's big sports fishing down in Florida.
Uh-huh.
But up here, we don't really fool around with them. There's not that much of a market for them.
No.
They're good to eat once in a while, so mm-hmm. a fellow might take his fishing pole along with him and catch one or two, but
yes.
Purely for the sport of it, not for a commercial mm-hmm. point of view.
Now, what would you consider, let's say, I don't know how you count lobsters, whether you count them by the pound or the piece, you know, or the individual, what would you consider a good day's catch today?
Well, by today's standards, it depends on how long your pot's set in the water. When you're catching lobsters by the means of a lobster pot, in the offshore fisheries, we usually leave the pots down anywhere from 4 to 7 nights.
Mm-hmm.
If we can catch, or average, 1 pound per pot per night,
mm-hmm.
In other words, to relate that in a different way, if our pots have been sitting 7 days, if we can average 7 pounds of lobsters per pot, we feel we're doing fairly well.
How many pots would you set, probably?
I would say the average offshore lobster fisherman today is probably fishing somewhere in the neighborhood of 600 to 1,000 pots.
Mm-hmm. So, well, we could do a little arithmetic, and so 7 times 600 to 1,000 would be 7,000 lobsters, maybe.
Well, yeah. Well, that's pounds now. Lobsters,
pounds.
Lobsters in size run anywhere from, legal size, run anywhere from about 1 pound up to maybe 12 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
This being the average size lobsters that you'd catch in your pots.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the average trips per boat run anywhere from 2,000 pounds per trip to, say, 5 or 6,000 pounds per trip.
Mm. You must be awfully rich.
No,
aren't you? Because look at how expensive lobsters are.
Well, lobsters are expensive to catch as well as to eat. The cost of equipment and operating expenses have about doubled in the last 3 or 4 years due to inflation and everything else. And
mm-hmm. How much would you think? I'm interested in the economics and the change. You know, since we're going back clear back to the 1600s, we're thinking about how much a loaf of bread cost 100 years ago and how much it costs today and so on, what people have to pay. How much would a trip, for instance, do you know about any of the old-timers, how much they considered a trip would cost, and what did they sell their lobsters for per pound?
Well, I imagine if you go back far enough, lobsters were probably a nickel a pound.
Mm-hmm.
To the best of my recollection, which goes back to maybe 1958 or 1959, which is not that long ago.
No. But do you hear other fishermen tell tales about what things were like in the old days, or the good old days, or whatever they
are? Well, basically, years and years ago, fish were not worth anywhere the amount of money they are today. However, they had a value that was probably comparable to our value when related to what they could be traded for or sold for. Just going back in time, 15 to 16 years ago, lobsters on the dock only brought maybe 45 to 50 cents a pound.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas today, they can bring upwards of $2.20 a pound. Now, this is the boat price. This is what
yes.
the boats are being paid.
Hey.
In the last 3 years, since 1971, the average price of lobsters has gone from $1 a pound to about $1.80 a pound.
Mm-hmm.
This is the price paid to the boat.
So that's the boat.
So fishermen. As you can see, in a period of about 3 or 4 years, the price of lobsters is almost doubled.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you check operating expenses, the operating expenses have just about doubled.
So
it goes hand in hand. The offshore lobster fishery, as we call it today, was not really being utilized or was not understood as early ago as 15 years ago.
No.
The first lobstering that was done out on the edge of the continental shelf, approximately 100 miles offshore, was done by means of dragging nets with huge rollers, and lobsters were taken that way. And it wasn't until the mid 1960s, 1965, 1966, or somewhere in there.
Is that when the Prelude began?
Yeah, Prelude started potting lobsters offshore, as we call it, out on the edge of the continental shelf. So it's sort of a new fishery that's developed in the last 8 or 10 years.
Mm-hmm. What do you know about catching bluefish and halibut and mackerel and bass? You no interest in that at all?
Well, yes, I do have an interest in it from a sports point of view. Before I got into commercial fishing, I used to enjoy pleasure fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And bass and bluefish were a couple of my favorites.
Now, where were they caught?
Well,
in the rivers
can,
or in the
catch,
bay?
You can catch bass and bluefish right in the river here. You can catch bass in the river starting in early April
mm-hmm.
until sometime in October.
Mm-hmm.
And the bluefish come in around sometime in June and leave sometime around the end of September. The mm-hmm. bluefish normally are outside the mouth of the harbor. They're off Gooseberry Island, and between Gooseberry Island and Seconnet Island, Seconnet Point, is a good area for blue fishing. It seems bluefish are more up and down as far as availability from year to year. The bass are a little more consistent.
Would you think that there are more lobsters available now than there were 50 or 100 years ago or less? Do you think, I mean, all of this business we hear about, the Russians coming in and the 200-mile limit and all of that, that we're losing some of our fish or having to part with some of our resources, or do you think we're adequately supplied?
Lobsters are probably like timber in the forest in that they are a natural resource. They've been there since day one, as mm-hmm. far as most people are concerned. It takes approximately 7 years for a lobster to grow to what we call maturity. In other words, a female egg-bearing lobster, after 7 to 8 years, produces eggs and mm-hmm. in carries on the line.
Mm-hmm.
The volume catch of lobsters in the last 5 years has steadily gone down. It's a business where we're taking something from it every day and not putting anything back.
Mm-hmm.
It's a
question. Do you think there's any way we could put something back?
Well, the only they have out on the West Coast now, they have lobster farms,
mm-hmm.
whereby they take the eggs from lobsters and develop them under controlled conditions and bring them up to what we call a legal size, a marketable mm-hmm. size, and it takes approximately 2 years, mm-hmm. 18 months to 2 years, in superheated water. By superheated water, we're talking about water that's approximately 70 to 75 degrees temperature. It seems that the warmer the water, the faster the rate of growth of a lobster. Where we're fishing, the average bottom temperature is probably around 40 to 45 degrees.
Yes.
So there is a way of producing lobsters or farming lobsters.
Farming them.
Mm-hmm. Whether it's practical or economical at this point is debatable. The only way I feel that they're going to be able to save the lobster fishery offshore as well as inshore is through a strict management program, controlled or managed all the way up to the federal level,
mm-hmm.
because there are so many different states that are on the ocean, mm-hmm. and each state has its own rules right now. So until I get together and regulate the number of lobsters that are taken each year,
yes.
on a national level, I'm thinking now of the East Coast, let's say, from North Carolina to Maine.
Yes.
You have lobstering offshore, and until that is regulated, the amount of catch is regulated per year, it's going to be a downhill.
How far does a lobster travel? I mean, here you are. You're born right here. Your egg is here. How far does he go?
A lobster can travel a lot farther than people think. We have taken out people from the University of Rhode Island on a tagging program where they tag lobsters.
Mm-hmm.
And release them, and then when you catch them, you tell them where you caught them.
This is that's the way they do with birds,
right.
Tagging and so on.
And they have had lobsters travel at an average rate of 4 miles a day,
mm-hmm.
Which I think one of the longest ones they've gotten back was 120 miles in 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is not to say that a lobster travels 4 miles every day.
No.
It just goes to say that a lobster has the ability to travel four miles
a day.
Per day.
Mm-hmm.
From a general fishing point of view, lobsters tend to stay in the same spot for maybe a month or 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Through nature or some other means, they up and take off or disappear every once in a while, and you have to go.
I wondered if there were
them.
Good seasons and bad seasons, and have you had, in your memory or in some of the older fishermen's memories, have there been bad times when it just wasn't either profitable or the weather wasn't right or conditions weren't right for lobstering or fishing of any kind?
Well, lobstering has its good years and its bad years. If you go back 15 years or 20 years ago and look at the boats that were fishing out of Westport, they went through a slack time, mm-hmm. a low period, low in the sense of landings.
Mm-hmm.
Landings were down.
Mm-hmm.
Lobsters go different places, different times of the year, and different years.
Mm-hmm.
What the average, it's not easy to say what the average year should be. You have banner years and real bad years.
Does it depend on the men or the lobsters or the water or the climate or the
I think it depends on nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's a funny business to really put your finger on anything definite or specific because you never see them until you've caught them. I mean, you're fishing for something that you can't see.
Yes.
The lobsters, I think, probably are controlled more by water temperature.
Mm-hmm. And that's dependent on land temperature, too, and winds and
right.
All that.
Right, well, prevailing winds, the effects of the Gulf Stream, which lies maybe 150 miles to 200 miles offshore,
mm-hmm.
The effects of that Gulf Stream vary from year to year. Under certain wind conditions, the Gulf Stream comes in closer some years than it does other years. And as a result, it affects the temperature of the water mm-hmm. towards shore. This year, 1975, for example, was an extremely warm year as far as water temperature went. And the lobsters behaved much more differently than they did for the past 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Did more of them come in?
Well, it wasn't a question of more of them coming in. It was a question that they seemed to move inshore to an area farther in or closer inshore than they normally did.
Uh-huh.
Maybe
it made it easier for you.
Well, it didn't. It takes a fisherman, when you're trying to catch something that you can't see, it takes a fisherman a certain amount of time to figure out where the lobsters are. And you go by your past experience and what others are doing, and I think the lobsters this year kind of fooled everybody a little bit
mm-hmm.
for maybe a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
And that's...